In 1969, Wisconsin's beer tax doubled from a buck a barrel to $2, and that's where it stayed. State Senator Fred Risser says few other products have escaped tax increases for four decades.
The cigarette tax, for example, has increased from 14 cents a pack to $1.77 a pack.
Risser is sponsoring the Senate version of a bill authored by Representative Therese Berceau. She says the time may be ripe for a bill rejected in the past. Berceau says the state's excessive drinking is putting a strain on law enforcement, and she points out the state could use the $40 million generated by the beer tax increase. But Tavern League spokesman Scott Stenger says that's not much money for a state budget deficit in the billions. And he points out other alcohol-producing states have low taxes, California on wine, Missouri on beer.
There is a reason Wisconsin has a low beer tax. It's because of the influence of the brewing industry and the jobs created.
But Berceau says brewers are not likely to move because of a tax increase of 2.5 cents a bottle. Besides, she says some industry jobs have already left, even with Wisconsin's low beer tax.
Because of mergers and acquisitions, the beer industry already has moved a lot of its operations out of Wisconsin. Most recently, Miller moved administration to the Chicago area.
Berceau says the money from a higher beer tax could help pay for more district attorneys or alcohol treatment. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.